On the 13th of February, the Sierra Club staged their first ever civil disobedience in front of the White House against the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. Here's a report from a Chesapeake Earth First activist who was there. What did the Sierra Club do today in front of the White House?
They got together with Bill McKibben. James Hansen was there. The director of the Sierra Club was there. And a lot of supporters. And they kind of did a small-scale repeat of the type of civil disobedience arrest that they had done a little over a year ago.
You mean the stuff in August and September 2011?
Yeah. So there were a lot of leaders of various groups and movements there, and celebrities. Daryl Hannah was there.
I heard two people from Texas who'd been part of the blockades were there.
Yeah, I was with Jason. He recognized at least one of the people from the blockade.
Daryl Hannah herself was arrested as part of the months-long tar sands blockade in Texas that forced the pipeline company TransCanada to reroute around a section the activists were defending. Daryl Hannah wasn't done after her activism in Texas. She was present at the Sierra Club's first ever civil disobedience in Washington. Here's more on that civil disobedience from our witness from Chesapeake Earth First.
There were a few occupiers there in support also that we were with, and it was pretty chill. It usually isn't this type of thing. But it's kind of important because you have people who would never think of doing civil disobedience before out there doing it.
Isn't this the first time the Sierra Club ever endorsed civil disobedience?
First time in their 120-year history that they've ever endorsed civil disobedience. So in that way, it's pretty big.
The TarSandsBlockade.org website reports a total of 48 arrests at the Sierra Club's first ever civil disobedience in front of the White House. The Sierra Club did this because the tar sands pipeline may be considered by them to be the worst environmental threat they've ever faced. There's other tar sands news as well. On the 11th of February, youth pastor Stephen Warner and seven other activists were arrested after Stephen locked himself to construction equipment in Oklahoma, shutting down construction of the pipeline for the morning. The latest scandal affecting the tar sands pipeline is photographs of a faulty weld taken during a December lockdown blockade inside a section of the pipeline in Texas. Sunlight can be clearly seen shining through a crack or void in the weld over where the blockaders had set up. That's a brand new pipeline with a hole clean through it and the only weld the activists inspected. The resistance to building the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline has become so intense that investors are beginning to consider the project doubtful. Knowing this, activists will step up the pressure with a national march on D.C. this Sunday, the 17th of February. That's this Sunday at noon, gather in the National Mall. Repeat, noon on the National Mall, march against the tar sands pipeline. Next up after that is a week of action from the 16th of March to the 23rd of March, also against the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. Tar sands, it's just another way to die.